Well, that's all right. I'll just, you know, I'll find him and shoot him. So it's not a big deal. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's
another. Brady Call Show. That's right. Here's your host, Kay Archer.
Hello. You are listening to Bonersode 64, produced by Fun Society Arcade, and today is September 3rd, 2020. Today we're going to start with a number sent to me by Roger. He wrote to me via the contact form on another prankcallshow.com, which I appreciated. That's exactly what it's for. I'm not sure how much detail I should give, but in short, Roger is asking me to prank a guy for buying a bunch of trees and planting them all over his yard. After that, you'll hear me try an idea given to me by Craig, aka Jarl Marx. Craig said, you should say you were camera-ing the sewer line looking for a blockage, and somehow the camera came up the toilet and you saw their butthole. That idea was a little too bold for me. You know how I like to water things down. But I tried a few spins on this premise. Why am I describing all this? I've got a bunch of crap to do. Let's just get on with it.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Dan?
Who's calling?
This is Winston with the city of...
Oh, yeah.
I just needed to call and let you know that we were doing a survey, and it came to our attention that you unfortunately have too many trees in your yard.
What?
And, you know, you're just over the legal limit and everything. So per city ordinance, we're just going to have to, you know, have you tear out a couple of those just to get you back under the limit.
I've never heard of such a thing.
You know, it just comes down to you just kind of growing a forest without a license. I don't see your name here in the registry. Unless I'm mistaken, or maybe it's under another name.
A registry for what?
Our registry for owning and operating a forest. Yeah, your address isn't on here, so.
What legally constitutes a forest? I mean, we live in,
Yeah.
We moved in here with a ton of trees on the property.
Right, but you've since planted several more. You know, it's just against the rules around here, so, we're either going to have you just pull a couple of those out. Or if you want, I can go ahead and get you designated as a public park. I'll just put you into the public park registry and then you can keep the trees. But, you know, then we'll have to come and, you know, put in picnic tables and do inspections and all that kind of stuff.
I'm not trying to be confrontational or rude. This is just kind of strange to me. It's just normal course of landscaping. I mean, based on the size of the property, I don't understand that. A lot of our neighbors have a lot more established trees than we have.
Oh yeah, but they're registered. You know, they either have a license to own a forest.
So our neighbors are registered as parks. So our neighbors are going to have picnic tables that are open as public access area.
Oh no, they have a license to operate a forest. Yeah, they went that route. Yeah, no, nobody, none of your neighbors are registered as public park owners.
Okay. Can you send something to us so we can take a look at it and then we can discuss our options?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A letter has already been sent out to you, but, you know, I'm just supposed to call and just kind of give you a heads up because just basically what do you need all those trees for, you know?
I guess my response to that would be what difference does it make how we landscape our yard, whether we're putting in a flower or an ornamental tree?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that many trees, I mean, it's a little excessive, you know, just for a normal homeowner. Like, what are you trying to hide something?
How many is excessive?
Well, the number that you have. What is that number? It basically just looks like you have at least, 15 trees or something around you? Come on.
Well, we're on an acre of land.
Well, that doesn't, I mean, just because you're on an acre of land doesn't give you the right to just grow your own forest. Like, what are you trying to hide?
You know what? Send out the letter to me. Let me get your name and your contact information as well as your superior, because I kind of want to validate that this is a real call. I feel like I'm having my leg pulled.
Well, no.
Well, then it won't be a problem to get me your contact information, your supervisor.
Okay.
And I can reach back out, and then we'll get this all cleared up.
Well, my supervisor's name is Ira, and The contact info, I mean, my number should be on your caller ID. And my name I already gave you at the beginning of the call.
And I don't recall it, so if I could get that from you again.
Oh, okay. Short-term memory. It's Winston.
you know what? You're one of the rudest sons of bitches I've ever worked with.
Oh, wow.
Now you're pissing me off. Short-term memory, my ass. No, I don't recall the name that you gave when you called and didn't announce who you were. And since then, you're giving me first names only, not last names. You refuse to give me your phone number. I don't think I'm ever going to see a phone. I don't think I'm ever going to see anything in the mail. What is the department that you're with?
I'm in the streets and roads and landscaping department. And why are you
what?
Why are you cursing at me?
You're being insanely rude.
Well, I'm just trying to do my job, and I mean...
I don't think you are, because you still won't give me your last name, the last name of Ira, or the phone number. I should have it on my caller ID.
Yeah.
I'm sure that I do.
Yeah, so why do you need to get it from me? Just get it off your caller ID. What, are you lazy? I mean...
So what? What, am I lazy, and you wonder why that I think you're being rude?
Well, I mean, you're the one that's being rude. You're cursing at me and being all confrontational. I'm just trying to do my job, you know? I'm just making a phone call.
Okay, so when I call this number back, I'm going to get a hold of the, whatever you call it, the forestry department.
Yeah, I
know. That's who it's going to ring back to?
I didn't call it the forestry department, idiot.
Oh, it's my short-term memory kicking in again. I can't remember what the name of your operation that you're with is.
I think what's going on is the reason why you're growing all those trees is you're trying to hide your grow operation.
I'm trying to hide a grow operation.
Yeah, it's pretty... Okay. That's where the short-term memory comes in. It's all clicking
you
together
now.
You
know what? Now. I've got a great idea. Here's what I'm going to do next.
What's that?
I'll call the police department. They can come. They can investigate this. They can investigate the call.
Oh, this isn't
this
a
number
police...
that you just called me from. And you know what? You'll be on the right end of this, too, because they'll find my grow operation.
This isn't a police matter, sir.
That I'm hiding with my 2-foot-tall trees. It is now because I'm considering this harassment because you won't identify who you are.
I've told you
so
my
I'll
name.
I'll await the letter that comes in. I'm going to call this number back.
Listen, asshole, I've told you my name. It's Winston Beauregard. I'm in the streets and roads.
Well, first of all, that would be-
Hello, Dan?
Why are you calling me again?
I'm just calling to let you know that it's a prank call and you should just relax. And is that your wife in the background?
Okay, why are you asking about my wife? Who am I talking to?
Well, she's just blabbering away over there. Tell her to shut the fuck up. Man, women.
Are you kidding me?
Just women just getting so mouthy and everything. Got to control your woman.
Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, it's a prank call. I'm kidding you. But really, she should shut the fuck up.
Who are you then? You're creeping in the background, not telling me who you are, saying it's a prank call.
Creeping in the background?
Who are you?
My name is Richard. I'm a prank caller. Does that answer your question?
Hello?
Hello, Milo?
Yes.
Hey, it's Bobson with the county administration office.
Yeah.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we were doing a routine inspection of the sewer lines in your neighborhood. And there was a little bit of a problem when we were sending the camera through the pipes under your house. We accidentally lost control of it for just a couple of minutes. And it popped up in your bathtub drain. And we think the lens might have come loose and either fell back down the drain or it might be in your bathtub.
Why do you think this has happened?
Just there was a malfunction with the, you know, because the camera, it's all remote controlled.
What's your company?
I'm not with the company, sir. I'm with the county administration office.
Yeah, and so what do you want?
Well, I mean, I was just wondering if maybe you found the camera lens.
Why would a camera lens be in my bathtub?
As I explained, we lost control of our remote-controlled camera, and it popped up through the drain in your bathtub.
So, what do you want? What do you want?
I just explained for the second time. Did you happen to find the camera lens that fell off of our remote-controlled camera?
No.
Oh, okay. And also, we were reviewing the footage, and we noticed a couple building code violations in your bathroom.
Oh, boy.
And what would that be?
For one, your toilet. It's actually 3 centimeters too high. So we're just going to need you to get that lowered.
I don't understand, but I think you're full of shit.
Why would you say that?
Don't call again.
Yeah. Okay. Is Huckleberry your boss?
Who? Sir, this isn't a joke. I'm with the county administration office. If I already explained that.
Yeah, and I don't believe that.
Okay, well, you can check your caller ID, or I put my supervisor on if you'd like to speak to him.
Sure.
His name's Ira. Okay, one moment.
Hello, Milo?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Ira. I'm the office manager here in the account administration office. I understand there was an issue with the inspection of your sewer lines.
Yeah, I don't believe a bit of it, but how can you convince me that this is true?
Well, what do you mean? What don't you believe?
What the hell do I mean? Well, I mean, you don't have a camera lens coming up into my tub and losing a lens. Well, man, come on.
Yeah, it says here, looks like they were doing an inspection in your neighborhood of the sewer lines.
Well, you don't go past the property line.
We weren't on your property, sir. The camera is underground.
No, the camera can't go into my property.
Yeah, normally it wouldn't, but it looks like they lost control of it for just a few minutes.
I think you guys have lost control of your mind.
Well, why do you say that?
Because you're full of shit.
Oh, sir, there's no reason to use curse words. I'm just trying to explain the situation.
Well, come around to the house. Yeah, come on.
Well, no, we're not going to do that. We got a social distance.
Well, no, I mean, I need to meet you, see you face to face. Come on.
Well, you're welcome to come on down to the administration office, sir, but I'm not going to make a special trip out there in the middle of a pandemic.
Well, if you lost this fucking lens, I mean, that's really valuable because you're calling about it, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you don't want to give it back...
Are you clogging up my sewer lines because you lost a lens now?
If you don't want to give us the lens back, that's fine. We'll just charge it to your property taxes.
Oh, I doubt if you will.
Oh, yeah, we definitely will.
Oh, no, no. Hey, well, why are you guys so full of shit?
That's a $700 lens.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, Deborah, it's Bobson. I'm with a plumbing company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing some inspections for the city earlier this morning, just kind of cammering around in the sewer lines and everything.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Who's calling, please?
This is Bobson. I'm with Bobson Plumbing. And I was just telling Deborah earlier this morning, I was just doing some cammering in the sewer pipes beneath your house. And I just happened to notice that when the camera popped up into your bathroom, that there was quite a bit of soap scum just, you know, on your shower walls.
You're crazy.
And no, I just thought I'd call and...
What's your phone number, Bob?
Should be there on your caller ID. Why do you ask?
Because I just find it hard to believe that you're even calling me.
Why is that?
Telling me you put a camera in my shower.
Well, no, it was in the pipes beneath your house. I was just doing some inspections for the city, but the camera popped up, you know, just out of your drain for a couple of minutes on accident. It just kind of got jammed, and I just happened to notice, you know, when it was popped up out of the drain, that yeah, there was just kind of the walls of your shower just look kind of gross, you know, just need to clean it a little more often. That's all.
You're just freaking me out here.
Why is that?
What's my address?
You don't know your own address? You're over there on...
What's my address?
You're at 36, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, well then maybe I had the wrong number then. I thought I was talking to Deborah. Who's this?
This is her husband.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not over there on...
No.
Oh, did you move or something?
Yeah. Oh. I just find it weird that you would stick a camera into someone's house.
Well, I didn't mean to stick it into their house.
An invasion of privacy by... Any fathom of the imagination.
Well, first of all, it was an accident. And second of all, you don't live there. So what do you care?
Why are you calling me if I lived there and I had a dirty shower? What the hell do you care?
Well, I just thought I'd do a friendly thing.
You're going to come clean it for me or what?
No, I just thought it would... Dude, look, it doesn't even matter. You don't live there. So why don't you just hang up the phone?
Why don't you just hang up the phone then?
Not until you hang up.
I'm gonna report you to the city. You're just crazy as hell.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Yes.
Hi, Linda. It's Bobson with the city.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to let you know we were just doing a routine inspection of the sewer lines in your neighborhood this morning.
Yes.
And there was a little bit of a problem when we were inspecting the pipes under your house. We lost control of the remote controlled camera for just a couple of minutes. And it actually kind of popped up just in the drain of your bathtub.
Here, why don't you hang on a second? Let me put you on speaker so my husband can hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you can just hand the phone to him. I can, if he's available.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
Okay. Bring me up to speed. I have no idea what's going on.
Hey, Michael, it's Bobson with the city.
With the city of who? What city?
City of...
That's not a city. It's just an organized community.
Well, you know what I mean. I'm over here in the city planner office.
I didn't know we had a city planner office.
Yeah, well, you do now. Anyways, I was explaining to that wife of yours that we were doing an inspection of the sewer lines in your neighborhood. When we were surveying the pipes under your house, we lost control of the remote-controlled camera for just a couple of minutes. And the camera...
What are you surveying underneath my house for?
We were just doing the routine inspections of the...
Back up. Who are you again? There is no city. It's... The only organization we have is Sheriff's Department takes care of stuff. We don't have any city planner, city anything.
Well, yeah, I'm over here in the county administration office.
County in administration.
Yeah, and we handle all the, you know, the inspections of the streets and roads and sewer lines and things like that.
No, you don't. We have a HOA that takes care of our streets. You have nothing to do with them.
No, I didn't say that we take care of your streets.
I don't understand why you're there. I don't get it. I don't know.
Well, okay, let me explain, because you're popping off and you don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, I am. I think it's a hoax call is what I think this is.
How would this be a hoax? I'm trying to explain to you that when we were inspecting the sewer lines underneath your house, which has nothing to do with your HOA, we lost control of our remote-controlled camera for just a couple of minutes. Hello?
Yeah, why show me that?
Can you just tell your wife to shut the fuck up? This doesn't even involve her.
Okay, can you watch your language now?
She was just prattling away, and, you know, this is a men's topic. Women don't need to be, you know, she doesn't need to be...
This is a men's topic, and women don't need to be involved? Is that...
Well, yes,
oh,
you know...
you are really out of line, fella.
Okay, I apologize.
You better have somebody call me I can understand and respect.
Okay, I apologize. Let's just start over. So as I was saying, we lost control of our camera, and the camera lens actually popped off in your bathtub. I don't know if it's still in there, if it fell down the drain.
In my bathtub? What in the world are you doing under my house and in my... God bless it. What do you think you're doing? Leave my house alone.
I wasn't under your house.
My pipes underneath my house are my business. They're not any... There's no city involved here.
No, we were just doing
I don't understand. What in the heck you think you're doing?
Listen, Michael, you need to relax. You're going to burst a blood vessel. We were in...
I'm in South Dakota. You're in... You're messing with my house.
I wasn't messing...
And I don't want anybody messing with my house.
Nobody...
I'm in South Dakota. At least if you're going to do something like that, you could wait till we're there. We live there like 5 months out of the year.
Okay,
calm
down.
You can talk to me before you start messing around underneath my property.
Okay, sweetheart, calm down. We weren't messing with your house. We were just doing the routine inspection of the sewer lines. It's just a regular thing, just to make sure everything's, you know, working efficiently and there's no damage or anything. This is all, you know, for your benefit.
No, it's not. I've never heard of such a thing.
It's what your tax money goes towards.
I own a house... God, I own a house in Sioux Falls. I've never heard of anybody.
Oh, you own two
running
houses.
A line underneath in my sewer lines. They always tell me that's private. That's yours. All I deal with is out in the city when it is a city, when it's in the city streets right away. That's it.
Okay, well.
So why would you be underneath my house? I do not understand this at all.
Well, let me explain. You're going nuts.
Well, you've been telling me you're there and you shouldn't be there. There's nothing to explain.
I wasn't under your house.
You have no business putting anything under my house.
I wasn't under your house, dummy. It was a remote-controlled camera in the sewer lines. That was under your house. And that's what
that's what I'm talking about. You shouldn't have that under my house.
Well, we did. And what are you going to do about it? Let's just move
on. You better have somebody call me who's responsible. You're an idiot.
I can put my supervisor on if you want. He's going to tell you the same thing,
please
though.
Please do.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, hold, please.
Why is this mouthing off? I can't believe the language he's using. And...
Second, first of all, how in the hell did he get inside the house?
He didn't. You know that... They're in the sewer line.
But he said it came up in the bathroom.
In the bathtub.
Hello, Michael?
What is... Go ahead.
This is Fake Ira, the supervisor. I understand there was an issue with the plumbing inspection.
Yeah, I got an issue. What are you doing in my pipes? What are you doing in there with a camera?
We were performing a routine survey of the sewer lines in your area.
Well, here, give me some names. I got to verify this. I've never heard of anybody going on into private sewer lines.
Well,
this is not...
They're not. The lines aren't part of your private property. Everything underground is part of the county. We take care of that.
No, this is private property. I own that lot that house sits on.
You don't own the sewer lines,
sir. You
don't
have any business being in that, sending anything into my...
Oh, yes.
On my private property.
We weren't on your property. We were underground. You don't own the underground, man.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Give me a phone number of somebody who knows something that I can talk to.
Well, I'm the supervisor here. I can answer your questions, but you seem to have a...
Give me your phone number and your name, would you please?
My name is Ira Jumping.
Ira what?
Jumping, as in you're not jumping for joy.
Hey, what's the phone number you're calling from?
Take a look at your caller ID. I'll wait.
Hey, what is your phone number then?
I'm at extension 269.
Okay, we have people take care of the house. I'm going to talk to them and ask them if this is going on in the whole neighborhood and why you're even in there.
They wouldn't know about it. Your housekeepers don't work for the city, Dumbo.
But they know if
they're... Is that Linda? Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Are you having fun? This is ridiculous. Jeez.
Hello, Michael?
Yeah, go away, please.
What do you mean? I'm trying to answer your dumb questions.
I'm going to make some calls before I do anything. So just give me your... I got a 269, and you say your phone is on caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to make some calls and find out what's going on.
Well, I'm trying.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm trying to tell you what's going on, you fucking Looney Tune.
No, I don't believe you. So I don't understand. And anybody that swears like that and works for local government is...
Well, then just stay in shitty South Dakota, then.
I don't think I'll be getting my camera lens back anytime soon. But thanks to Fun Society Arcade for helping me and Ira try. Oh, and before I forget, for those of you wondering if I'm participating in Ding Timber, the answer is yes. I've already got a few of those calls recorded. Stay tuned for those. And head to worldofprankcalls.com/dingtimber for more information. Thanks to Roger for the number and Craig for the idea. And of course, thanks to all of my supporters, new and old, black or white, autistic and super autistic. I love you all. Bye.
Closer and see. See into the trees. Follow the girl while you can. Closer and see. See into the dark. Just follow your eyes. Just follow your eyes.
stop calling with these ridiculous things.